Welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are going to be yapping. And I want to say that today I tried to put a webcam cover on my laptop. And then I just got on here to record with you and my camera looked like crazy. So I thought it was the webcam cover. So I ripped it right off and then the camera looks exactly the same. So just sacrifice the webcam cover because it is a stick. It's an adhesive one. So that's
so
no
that's
longer
never going back on.
Never
there.
Going back on. And I realized my camera sucks. I already knew that. But yeah, so. Why is the camera so bad on my
I don't know, and it didn't
computer.
Seem that it didn't seem that bad until I got my new one.
Like, it's so bad, and I got this computer in 2020.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it feels like it was bad then, too.
I know, but I think that now we have a different perspective.
What does that mean?
Because, like, I didn't think my camera was so bad before I got the new one.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just so much better, and, like, you know I have a webcam. You know I bought one. But you know I
No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Why won't you use it?
Well, because it's a little bit too crisp. It's a little
it's
bit.
It's too good of a camera.
I've like, when you're used to looking like somebody filmed you on a rock, when someone shows up in 4K, it's jarring. And that's the only way to describe it.
I think
it,
we should
really.
Try it for Patreon.
Dude, it's not good for my mental health. I used it one time and I put it right back in the box and I meant to return it and I forgot because I always forget because I am not good at this. And by this, I just mean like all of it. It feels like some of these days. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm like kind of sleepy all of a sudden.
Dude,
I'm so tired. Wait. Actually, for a second, I was like, why am I sleepy? And then I remembered I spent 6 hours at the DMV today.
Oh, and that is exhausting because they make you run the whole time. Why do no. they make you run laps at the DMV while you're waiting? It's like, I literally did my hair for this. I'm getting my picture taken. You want me to be bright red and drenched in sweat? Okay. Weird. They're like, we want your picture on your license to look like you were just running from the cops because
yeah.
most likely when a cop looks at it, that's how you'll be looking.
Well, yes. But my experience at the DMV was actually fine other than the wait. Everybody was actually super pleasant.
Wow. Okay, weird.
Which is not normal. And the last time I went to a DMV, it was the DMV in Bridgeville.
Oh, well, that's...
And, no.
That's like the... Well, are you about to compliment that place?
The new... The big one that's in the movie theater? I think that DMV might be one of the most efficient government buildings ever.
How many times have you been there? Once?
Once or twice.
Okay, so you went on a good day, I guess, because other people have gone and it's not...
It was epic.
That's
it was
crazy.
Absolutely an epic
experience.
I love
that Phoebe goes somewhere one time and she's like, hey, no, Caroline, you're crazy. That is the most efficient DMV I've ever been to. A government building, actually, not just DMV.
I'm saying in
I'm
my
including
experience.
The Capitol. I'm including the Capitol. Well, that famous
especially. Especially.
Yeah. Well, so can you actually describe one of your pleasant DMV experiences from today?
Well, so you walk into the DMV and it looks like the building is holding on to itself by like, I mean, I feel like I just walked into the pig's house who made their house with straw. Like,
wow.
That's how it felt.
Wow.
And it's like not super clear what the setup is because there's like a counter in the back, which is obviously where you go to like actually have the process be done. But then there's just a bunch of people standing and sitting between getting there and there. And then there's these two women who are so sweet, but they're just like sitting at the same level as everybody else on like a fold up table. So it was unclear that that's where you go first. And then I went over there and they like have you sign in. And I got there.
Oh God. It was a handwriting competition and you lost. Oh,
no,
and so you had to go last. That's why you had to wait so long.
No, they were really nice. What's crazy is I left. My number was D133. And the woman sitting in front of me was D190. And wow. When I got to the DMV in the morning, we were on D120. So it took 6 hours for them to get through 13 people.
So what did you do during your wait? Like what I activities sat on my phone. Did you bring?
I did bring a book, but that ended up being mortifying. I was not getting that out of my bag. I was just sat on my phone. Because it was so packed.
Listen to that. Gen Z co-host Phoebe Connell says, nothing is more mortifying than reading a paper book. Yeah.
It would have been in the moment embarrassing because all the chairs were so close together. The room was incredibly small.
Phoebe, I'm sorry. We're all standing on top of each other. Were you reading? First of all, I thought you were sitting. Second of all, what were you reading? 50 Shades of Grey? Like, why is it embarrassing? No. Or was someone reading over your shoulder? You're probably reading Dr. Seuss. So I don't understand. I'm just kidding. What book was it? Just tell us. There's like a reason you're not telling us.
No,
what kind of
it's
disgusting
Beach
book
Read.
Are you reading?
Beach Read by Emily Henry, Emily Henry can get a little too steamy.
Are you
going to
read the ACOTAR books or what?
No.
Why?
My list is so long. I bought a couple books while I was home. I have to get through this one, which I should be done with soon.
You're never going to read the ACOTAR books, though. For that reason?
I don't know. I'm not super interested in them.
No. You just said, no, I'm not ever reading
well,
those.
I don't think I'm going to. It's just, I don't love supernatural.
Okay, well, you're just being a contrarian. Everyone in the world likes these books. You'll like them too.
No,
like Harry
I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I just don't want to read them.
Okay. Anyway.
And it's not a judgment on anybody that has read them. I'm sure they're awesome. They're just not really up my alley.
Well, Phoebe, I didn't say you judged anybody.
You're acting like I did.
Mm-mm. I'm just saying that they're good.
I believe you.
Okay.
Well, after I was at the DMV, I went to go see We Live in Time with Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. I honestly, for the life of me, couldn't have told you the name of the movie. Even when I went there and I went to go order my tickets, because I wanted to say We Live in a Time, like the meme, but then I was like, I don't think that's even close to the name of the movie.
We live in a society.
There's also one that's like We Live in a Time. But as I was ordering my ticket, that was getting ready to come out of my mouth. And then I was like, wait, but what if that is like not even kind of the name of the movie? And it was. It's We Live in Time. And guys, I wanted to love it so badly. Like I was so excited to see it. I've been waiting for this movie since we got those pictures of Andrew and Florence walking around in their little English teacher outfits. It didn't do it for me.
I'm actually shocked to hear you say that. I just feel like I haven't seen literally one thing about this movie. I haven't seen a single trailer for this. I have no idea what it's about. But what I do know is that Andrew Garfield wants to fuck that girl from Chicken Shop Date. That's all I know about it. That's all I know about the movie. So they're not doing a very good job. I'm sorry. Like in today's day and age, people are doing press tours. People are doing like big media marketing campaigns. And Florence Pugh's not even going to show up. I'm confused by that. The cardboard cutout was funny, but why didn't she go? Does she like?
I don't know.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I think it's kind of weird. Yeah, I think it's kind of getting lost. And there was so much buildup initially about the movie, like when the movie was being filmed.
I lied to you. I have seen more than, okay, I've seen the cardboard cutout. I've seen that Andrew Garfield wants to have sex with that woman. And I've seen that he also wants to have sex with Florence Pugh because they took it too far one day. I just want to ask how that happens because that's what intimacy coordinators are for.
Because the sex scenes weren't like super long.
Yeah, wait, tell me about them. Like I'm dying to know.
But what I will say is like, and I'm not, this is not me being a shamer at all.
Yeah, right. I can't wait for this.
Florence Pugh loves to be naked.
Oh my God. I was like, what could she possibly be about to say? I didn't think that sentence was going to start with Florence Pugh. And I was like, if she's about to like say something insane about,
oh my God,
thank God you didn't. But no, I agree. I mean, we thought it was very gratuitous.
In Oppenheimer. This movie, it made a little bit more sense, but like there are honestly a couple times like
question, were they having sex in this movie? Because that was what was weird about Oppenheimer is is pretty much they weren't. She was just naked all the time.
pretty much the movie. They were having sex that one time.
That one time, but then the other time, it's like, you don't have to be butt ass naked in this meeting right now, Flo.
Well, there was this.
Flo, where's your costume? Flo, okay. She's like, I'm taking liberties. They're like, Flo. And she's like, what?
Miss
You're not
Flo.
Body positive around here. You're just like Liv. Olivia Wilde wasn't body positive either, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing.
There's one scene in the movie where Florence Pugh gets completely naked to get into the bath. And then there's a shot of her. It's her in the bath. So we're at the level of the bathtub. So okay. We're only seeing waist down Andrew Garfield, and he's in his boxers.
Oh my God.
And
I wish you would have said boxers first.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
This is what I'm saying. And then he takes his boxers off. So we just have this like shot of his ass.
Oh my God. Again, I'm thinking full frontal. I thought you were about to say we see his full penis.
Well, I was kind of thinking that's where it was going, but no.
Which is, it's like, it's kind of a lot just to see it sometimes on screen. I have to like talk about a little gripe I have. Like, and I know I hate skin, like all that, but I just don't understand why it's like a locker room scene in some movie, and they like have all the extras walking around butt ass naked.
Yeah,
like they're
agree.
Like
well, I
dicks
honestly
flopping around. It's disgusting.
Call me a prude. I don't feel like a movie has never been made better for me because there was a nude scene.
No.
It's distracting sometimes.
The
entire time you're thinking like I shouldn't be watching this, but you're also thinking, was this necessary? Did they need to be naked? If they're having sex, I can kind of get the idea that they're having sex without me having to see their naked bodies.
Yeah. Well, you could even like, sometimes I like a little like steamy something, but like then you make it weird and it takes it away. Like, here's what I have to say about 50 Shades of Grey. I'm talking like an insane person. I'm kind of like not, I'm just like having a weird time right now and inside my mind, so I'm just like a little bit like today, so just forgive me for that, everyone. What I was gonna say was about 50 Shades of Grey. I just remember, and I don't remember actually that much from seeing it except that I did have to use my fake ID to get in, which was weird. You know that,
Caroline,
right?
Caroline had her eyes over her hands over her eyes the entire time.
Like, it
was
literally.
It was like when my friend Dan went to go see It with a bunch of us, and he's not really a scary movie guy. He had his eyes closed every time there was something scary, but the Goonies kind of parts he would watch, and Caroline was doing that. So like when they're like, and when they like meet, Caroline's like, okay.
Okay.
I can get with this.
Okay, but then they had like, it just got crazy. You guys, have you heard of that book and movie? It gets crazy.
Well, I've told the story about the guy on the elliptical.
Well, of course. But what I just remember this one specific scene. Well, because like the whole thing is like she's a virgin. So, which is great. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it.
So the whole thing, it's like, it is actually like the classic. I can't believe this was like so groundbreaking. Like, I guess it was because women finally started admitting that they like liked slutty shit, but I just think that I don't know. What is this obsession we had with like the plainest girl? I'm not calling Dakota Johnson plain, but that's how she's like supposed to be in the movie. Like, she's supposed to be this
plain
fucking girl. Yeah, who's never had sex, like so timid, so meek, so not Dakota Johnson, okay? And like this guy who is a fucking sex dungeon person, like who loves to dominate
women.
What
an awkward dynamic.
I know, he's like, I must have you. He's actually giving Edward Cullen, but he's not a vampire. So it's like,
well,
you're not going to be a
it's
vampire,
a
you can't
fan
act
fiction.
Like that. Oh, wait, it is?
Yeah. Isn't
oh my
that
God.
Crazy?
Hey, well, she did a pretty good job because I just totally made that connection. And I'm the first person to ever make that connection. And I did
well,
it today.
Did you see the trailer for the new Nicole Kidman movie with Harry Dickinson?
No, but I've seen some stuff on Twitter where, like, I guess they're, like, doing it a lot. This is a sex podcast now. But anyway, but with 50 Shades, the whole thing is, yeah, she's whatever. And then he's like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, let me take you by helicopter and woo you. And then, by the way, the only way that I have sex is, like, by hurting you. And she's like, oh, well, I've actually never had sex, so we'll just do perfect. It your way, I guess.
I don't know any better.
Sure. And I'm not kidding. Then, like, they have the whole, like, losing her virginity scene. And there's, I just remember this one, like, shot. It's, like, you're inches away from her skin, like, her whole body skin. And you see all her body hairs standing up in the light. And, like, her down there hair.
Definitely not for Caroline.
Her down there hair. And, like, that was, like, a big part of it, too, is, like, she had to be, like, au naturel. Yeah, and they, like, show you all of it. No, I know. It's crazy.
See, no wonder you had to show your ID.
Yeah, but I still think that's so weird because here's the deal. I was in college, and Chloe and I were just going on our Valentine's Day date, and we went and got sushi, and then we went to go see 50 Shades of Grey. And luckily, I only had my fake ID with me. I didn't have my real ID. Well, we both, I think, only had our fakes or something. So, like, I go to buy the tickets and he's like, do you have your ID? And I was like, I literally only have my fake ID, so I had to give that to him. And he was like, are you 21? And I was like, yeah. And, like, he, like, looked, and he was like, okay, just making sure you weren't 18, because, like, some people have thought whatever. And, like, yeah. And I was like, well, thank God I only have my fake, because they wouldn't have let me in. I was like, what am I about to go watch? I'm like 20. Like, what could I be about to go see that, like, I need to be 21 for? I don't know.
That's
crazy.
I didn't realize it was that.
Like,
I didn't realize it was that.
Yeah. It was like just me and Chloe and, like, a bunch of old women who were gasping, like, couldn't believe their eyes. And they definitely were, like, there on, like, a book club trip. Like,
that
was the other thing. I'm like, well, did you guys get carded? Anywho.
Ageism. Well, this was a 3 p.m. showing at, like, a mall movie theater. Mm-hmm. That I went to, and there were people there, and I'm like, what? I took the day off so I could go get my driver's license. Why are you guys here? Why are you guys here?
Phoebe is so annoyed that she took the day off. Everybody else was supposed to take the day on because of that.
Yes.
Should have known.
Should have had the city to myself.
The city to myself.
Oh my God, the popcorn was so good today, though. I actually brought it home.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was because it was like I think they were starting to get ready for like the 4 p.m. like people busier showings. Mm-hmm. So it was fresh.
Ooh,
but I was
nice.
Also like the only person that she was helping at the time because I was a little bit late to the movie, which means I only had to watch 3 trailers, which was the perfect amount for
Except
me.
Except that you fucking love trailers. And you're
I do.
Like, I
no,
want to
no,
be
no.
there for all of
no,
it.
I do feel that way, but it was a good amount of like it wasn't like I missed the trailers. I would have been disappointed.
I have to say like one thing about like there is one con to like me and Kelly always showing up kind of late to the movie is that the popcorn isn't as fresh because like they popped it for the showtimes to start. And now like we're like
it's
late.
Like a little stale.
Now it's a little
but
bit stale. It's not
I
warm.
Saw a new trailer and they need to actually do something about the warmth. I don't understand why the bottom of the popcorn, and maybe it does do this, but I don't understand why it's not perpetually being heated.
Because
like,
it'll
be
burn.
Kept warm. No, just to keep it warm, like a heat
no,
lamp.
No, but no. I mean, well, it isn't a heat lamp. There's
definitely a better way to do it.
Just from my days of working at the movie theater, I'll tell you, movie magic, movie secrets, it is heated. But the thing about popcorn is when it heats up, it pops. And then it'll burn. So you can't just keep heating
it doesn't
it
need to be aggressive heat. I just
but
think
I'm
if
telling
there was
you it has a heat lamp. If there's any more, I think we'd run into that issue.
Interesting. Well, I got to see a new trailer for Heretic with Hugh Grant, which I cannot wait to see. That movie looks so good.
Oh, it does look really good. I think we talked about that, how we were like, he found his little spot with the undoing, like this little
I think he did
suspenseful niche vibe, which is not his thing, but it like is just really good for him.
I think it's
because
it also
we
helps
love him
because
so much.
Yes, and we like he's got this like I think a lot of us think of Hugh Grant as how he is in not because of this movie, but I think in our heads his personality is like who he plays in Knives Out 2.
Yeah.
Like he just seems like super
he's
friendly
like,
and like
and goofy.
So I think what is so captivating about this movie is that he starts off that way when the girls get to the house. Like, he, like, seems super friendly. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see
it. When does it come out?
But anyway, November 8th.
Okay.
I think.
Cool. Yay.
Which I was kind of surprised by it not being a Halloween release.
Oh. Well, they're like, but we're not a gimmicky horror movie. Yeah. Don't lump us in with your gimmicky horror movies.
Like that fucking Terrifier movie.
Yeah, I won't be seeing that.
Me either. I heard it today, actually.
I don't do clowns. I don't fuck with clowns.
I don't do gore like that.
And I did.
I'm like, okay, we don't actually need to. Hot take, guys. We don't need movies that are depicting gore like that.
Well, okay.
I think it's a dangerous outlet for people.
And this is the first time this has ever been said. You sound like every mother when video games are invented. This is not a good outlet for people. Speaking of video games, the new Mario Party Jamboree is super duper fun and great news. So, like, Birdo is typically my go-to. That's typically who I play as because she's got a big freaking rock and she's a diva. And she's married. Well, like, we don't really know, but to Yoshi, kind of, and that's Anthony, so it's like, it works. By the way, tomorrow's
kind
our
two-year like
wedding
Piggy.
Anniversary.
They're kind of like the Miss Piggy Kermit of that universe.
Yes, correct.
Like, I feel like Yoshi is just obsessed with...
Doesn't Kermit, like, hate Miss Piggy? And Miss Piggy's, like, obsessed with Kermit?
I'm thinking of Crash Out Kermit at the moment.
All right, your twin flame, the person you can't stop thinking about, Crash Out Kermit.
Sorry. He just keeps popping up on my feeds.
There you go. Did you hear me? Tomorrow is our 2 years.
Yes, congratulations, Cotton.
Thanks. Do you want to hear something else crazy? So mom was like, oh, Caroline, I had texted Phoebe and she never answered me. And if she had answered me, I probably would have bought this for you, but she didn't. So thanks, Phoebe. But she texted you about a cotton candy machine because...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't fucking answer that. Our two-year anniversary or every wedding two-year anniversary is cotton, which is kind of like... I mean, you can do sheets, but I was just kind of like not excited about that much right now because we want a new bed. So it's like, yeah. I don't really want to spend money on nice sheets if we just want to get a bigger bed. Anyway, so I was like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. We tried thinking of creative things. So mom's like, well, I texted Phoebe and I said, what if I got them a cotton candy maker? And she never answered. But then this morning, Anthony comes down and he's like, babe, you just deserve like a special anniversary. And I just like feel bad. We haven't really planned much for it. And, you know, I thought about buying a cotton candy machine, but I just thought that if I brought that in the house, like right the day after the cleaners came, like you'd really be mad about it. I was like, yeah, if you fucking did that, I would not be happy.
I think that's why I didn't answer mom. I think I saw it a little bit too late. And then I was like, well, I don't know about that.
But funny that they both have the same idea.
And I'm glad. I do wonder, would Anthony have bought like a full-sized one?
Well, yes, because that's the other thing is Anthony was like, they're really expensive. And I said that to mom, and mom was like, oh, the one I was going to get was like $30. And I was like, what the fuck was Anthony looking at? Like, but yeah, I think probably like fair quality.
Like for a circus?
Yeah. Because then he's like, then I was looking up like fairs near us, like fall fairs, October fair. There are none. I was like, well, thank God, because that's my hell. Even though it would be very Pretty Little Liars. When I'm driving around, I keep being like, I need to take some like little videos or pictures and like make a little... like fall and Rosewood kind of
here's
TikTok
what we need to
because
do.
It really looks like it, but you know, I'm behind the wheel, so I don't.
We need to do two things. The first is we need to get drama trained, and we need to
Hell does that mean?
Put a GoPro on Drama's head
so
and
well
have
trained.
Him and have him, no, I mean to film.
Okay.
So he can stick his head out and we can record while you're driving.
Well, or we could just have my husband do it.
Or yeah, but I was thinking if those schedules didn't work out, Drama's right. Available.
Drama,
but,
well, he might be. Don't assume.
Right. Well, he's always busy. He's always got his little HOA meetings in the back.
Yes, he does. HOA.
But the second thing, Homeowners Association.
No, I know. I just don't. Okay. Anyway.
Drama's your representative for the family. He's actually the president.
For the Homeowners Association?
Yes.
Who owns a home?
That's what goes on in the clubhouse. Well, your landlord isn't showing up to these meetings.
I don't know what you were talking about, but what were you saying? Well, hey, by the way, what's with the Sharpie? Why are you wielding this at me the whole episode?
Well, because I'm thinking about my rotation as we're talking.
So you have to be holding this blue Sharpie.
Is it really threatening you?
Well, kind of, Fee. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Have you ever seen Chalk Zone? literally, the words flew out of my mouth just as the Sharpie flew out of her hand, kind of violently. You're giving Crash Out Kermit, Phoebe, there. I said it.
Anyway.
You even look green.
We need. I did miss the Wicked trailer. That sucked. Aww. We need to fly Megan Albatross out to Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
In the fall at some point so she can film some.
Oh my God. We actually.
Some Emily vids.
We should plan a whole Hype House content creation thing with Megan. Hey, Megan, when you get to this, text us about
it. Just the three of us?
Just the three of us. Hype House here at my house. Kick all the boys out except the dogs. So just kick Anthony out for a little bit. And we film. Oh no, he can film. And we film content in the fall. Because, guys, it really is like, I mean, if you live here, you know. But it is giving Rosewood. It's just the most like idyllic little fall
Mom
vibe.
Has got to cut it out with the pictures.
I'm sorry. It's kind of my fault because as I was leaving, she was like, you need to post pictures of you guys from Halloween's past. And I was like, okay,
well, these ones are cute. These ones are cute. I was getting tired of seeing pictures of me in middle school and high school in Halloween costumes.
I was like, okay, well, low-key, I was like, Phoebe kind of is like the queen of Halloween. Like, she's killing it in these. Okay, so let's look at what, I don't know what either of us were talking about. Whatever. Let's look at what people want us to talk about. Okay, y'all are always asking us for travel recommendations, especially for our favorite city, Charleston, South Carolina, and we found the perfect place for all road warriors to stay. The Fulton Lane Inn is a peaceful, tranquil retreat located in the heart of downtown Charleston. The inn features the natural beauty, warm hospitality, and cozy comforts of the Lowcountry, all just steps from the energy and excitement of King Street. Whether you're exploring the city's historical landmarks, enjoying southern eats and drinks, or dancing the night away, Fulton Lane Inn offers a perfect blend of serenity and convenience. I was lucky enough to stay there during my most recent trip to Charleston, and honestly, I cannot wait to go back. They host an evening wine and cheese reception at their sister property next door. They offer evening sherry, breakfast delivered to your bedroom, a 24-hour concierge, and our room even had a working fireplace, which set the perfect mood for my cozy evening PLL rewatch. You've heard us talk about Southern hospitality, Road Warriors, but if you want to truly experience it for yourself, Fulton Lane Inn is the place to stay. Book your stay today at FultonLaneInn.com and be sure to let them know the Pretty Little Podcast sent you. Again, that's FultonLaneInn.com, where Charleston feels like home. Rosetta Stone. Back in 2022, I traveled to Rome with my husband for our honeymoon, and the trip was incredible. But with all the chaos leading up to our wedding, time to learn the Italian language grew scarce. We always intended to learn at least some Italian before getting on the plane, but every time we tried, something got in the way. But now, I'm using Rosetta Stone and learning Italian so that our next trip to Italy is even more amazing.
Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Personally, I'm most excited to learn Spanish so that I can appreciate Spanish-speaking TV shows and Spanish pop culture to the fullest.
Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, Korean, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more.
And it can help you learn a language fast. There are no English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And the process is super intuitive and designed for long-term retention.
Rosetta Stone also features a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. A built-in dialect coach? Count me in.
Rosetta Stone is so convenient, so flexible, and the best part is the value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership featuring all 25 languages. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. An absolute steal.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. The Pretty Little Podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off with code PrettyLittlePodcast at rosettastone.com/today. Hormone harmony. Yes, road warriors, the rumors are true. Sometimes when I hop on to record the pod, I am a little cranky, and that's thanks to PMS. Obviously, talking with Caroline cheers me up, but sometimes even that's not enough.
Well, Phoebe, it's a lot easier to manage PMS with hormone harmony, along with so many other things. And I love that it supports cortisol levels and helps balance my mood swings. Yes, I also sometimes experience those. And obviously, I benefit from the improved sleep quality.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, and they're amazing because they literally help the body adapt to any stressors, which makes sense because Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier because women's stories matter. It has zero sugar, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested.
And Phoebe, did you know a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds?
Actually, I did know that, and I'm pretty sure I'm the one who told you.
Anyway, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
Mochi Health. Phoebe, have you ever had a doctor who just didn't listen to you?
Who hasn't?
Good question. Well, Mochi Health understands that weight loss can be a frustrating and seemingly impossible journey, and they're not just listening, they're taking action.
They're taking a holistic approach to weight loss that includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultations, and science-backed medications delivered right to your front door.
With Mochi, their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle.
Mochi Health is making it easier to make sustainable changes and achieve real weight loss results with science-backed, FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, support from real doctors, and guidance from registered dietitians.
And the best part is that it's affordable and accessible regardless of your insurance coverage.
Well, actually, the best part is that Road Warriors can use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for $40 off.
Oh my God, you are so right. So get started at joinmochi.com and use code PrettyLittlePodcast for $40 off.
And in case you missed it, that's joinmochi.com and use code PrettyLittlePodcast for $40 off.
Okay, well, we could talk about some of our favorite Halloween costumes. Maybe we should. What are some of your faves? Because Mom sent some good ones. Mom sent two of Phoebe's really good ones. One was Cruella de Vil, and I didn't realize you were always such a boss bitch because Phoebe was Cruella de Vil and she had her friends as a little fucking Dalmatians.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You didn't let them be your henchmen.
No, I totally forgot about that.
Los puppies están perdidos.
I did not remember that. Well, I remember it now, but I didn't remember that.
Also, Phoebe was serving in the pictures. She was giving face.
No,
she
had stop, because I don't want to post these.
What do you mean, stop? I'm posting them. Yeah, you don't have to.
I don't want them on Instagram.
I will do it. I'm going to. I'll do whatever I fucking want. Don't tell me what to do.
No.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Phoebe has a long ass cigarette. Okay, real. She was smoking. I was like, Mom, she's in middle school.
Acting.
Middle school.
No, I was
Did
a freshman.
Did I ever talk about, wait, this is completely off topic, but it's like crucial to explain if I haven't yet. Two things. Both have to do with my high school experience. One of them, when grinding was banned.
Right. We've definitely talked about that. We talked about the stuff that was thrown in the stairwells. We've talked about the radio.
Okay, I was just wondering because I told Amber that story on Saturday. She had not heard it, and she was blown the fuck away. And I showed her, I pulled up the YouTube video from when the news station stood outside. For those of you who weren't here for that, when I was a senior, grinding the dance, the popular dance in clubs, was banned from school dances because there were parent complaints that there was actual sex happening on the dance floor. And also, like, six
Caroline,
people were
cited
for underage drinking at that dance.
Can you confirm or deny?
No, there was not actual sex happening. No, there was not actual
sex happening. That Caroline knows of.
That I know of, but I'm sorry. That would have been impossible. That's not true. But, yes, there's a lot of grinding. And so, anyway, I will never forget. I'm in AP Spanish first period, and over the loudspeaker, we get this announcement that grinding is now banned. And if you are caught grinding at a dance in the future, you will get a warning. And then after you get a warning, I think it was like you would get like a wristband once you
your
got
ultimate
your warning.
Punishment is that at the next spirit assembly, you and whoever you were grinding with, you have to go into the middle of the gym while everyone's watching, and you have to grind.
And you have to grind to a slow song. Because then they started trying to, like, first they started trying to, like, switch up the music a little bit. So, like, every few songs, there'd be a slow song, and I'm not kidding you. And one of these news articles that I read to Amber this weekend, the principal's quoted as saying that people just started grinding slower. They just found a way to grind to the slow songs. Bitch, okay. Okay, Dracula.
Caroline, what the hell are you in this?
A vampire?
Prom queen?
Oh, maybe I'm like a dead vampire prom queen?
Oh my God, not me not being the only... Not there being a different bride at this.
Okay.
Guys, for context, in kindergarten, I went as a bride for Halloween.
And then she had a groom and he didn't show up.
Well, he was in the hospital.
He fell was off also the in kindergarten.
He split
and
his chin
older.
Open.
You were in like seventh
by
grade.
A year.
Yeah, but it was really funny when everyone was like, okay, Tucker got cold feet. Phoebe's groom got cold feet. That's sad. Anyway, what was I saying about, oh, the grinding. Yeah, the quote was like people just started grinding slower to the slow songs. But this loudspeaker, whatever, once you get a warning, you're out. You have to sign a waiver like before the dance saying that you're not going to grind. And I go out after first period and I go in the stairwell on the sixth floor. And the entire stairwell is filled with slips of paper that say bullshit in all caps. People are like this incensed, enraged about not being able to grind their genitals on each other. And it was only the boys who cared. And the girls were pissed because they're like, well, now the boys aren't going to go. And the next dance is snowball. And it's girls ask boys. So now we have to ask these boys and none of them want to fucking go. Luckily, like I asked someone who was like on student council. So like, he had to go. But yeah, it like really, really sucked. And then the news station stood outside of our high school that day to interview people. And it's just like all these people from my senior class talking about how they feel about grinding being banned. And like this
and
one kid goes,
that's the hill they're dying
this
on.
This one kid goes, I mean, like, yeah, grinding's kind of like all I know. So I'm not getting direct quotes.
Imagine. Them applying for jobs like fresh out of college and like people
literally.
Their employers googling their names and they're like, okay, so at least we know he can stand for something.
I'm also like
at least he knows how to stand on business.
Yes, you know what, 10 toes down behind him and his girlfriend is 10 toes down behind him. But it's so funny because there's like some girls who are like, I think it's like honestly ridiculous, like I think they have bigger issues like than how we dance, like it's not a big deal, everybody does it. If you don't want to do it, like if you're not comfortable, you just shouldn't go to the dance. And I'm like, girls, you don't have to act like that. They're giving Amy Dunn cool girl monologue, like stop it. Who fucking cares? You cannot tell me that you fucking love grinding, that it's your favorite dance. You cannot tell me that. Anyway, no. That's the first thing. The second thing I was gonna say about high school, was that there was a class called character development. I think, is that what the class was called? I don't remember.
You're asking me.
I think it was called the character development, but it wasn't like a theater class. It was an English class. An English teacher taught
it. Oh. Who?
Mr. Tommy. Yeah. So the whole thing was there's a day in this class. It's like a semester long class. And there's a day called character day. And everyone has to come to school.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell the story?
I think maybe we've talked about it, but I also know it because they did it when I was there. Or no, I think it was banned.
Okay, never mind. You don't know the story I'm going to tell then. So character day was a thing where you like invented a character. I didn't take the class, but I think they created a character of their own device.
I think they picked one out of something that they read.
Maybe they changed it for your grade to be that because of this. So it used to be you create whatever character you want, okay? And there was a kid, he was in choir in King.
Of course.
King, this man. Oh my God. Actually, I was a freshman in college. He was a year behind me, but Kelly was there. So you can imagine.
I'm sure Kelly was super nice about it.
Well, I think she was because he was like an officer for choir too, and she was like president of choir. So yeah,
which is
right.
Such a crazy part of Kelly's lore.
I know, is that she has like an insane like soprano voice,
and her energy is just so like cool,
not
girl, not into
kid.
That stuff at all.
She's gonna love when she hears that. So, this guy dressed up as like some kind of a homeless person, and you have to have like a whole backstory, okay? And like,
I
really
do think I know this story.
So you have to show up, and you have to have your whole backstory, and you cannot stray from your character the whole day. The only time you can change up is when a teacher in class asks you to answer a question. You're supposed to, but like all the teachers know what's happening too. So kids kind of would like still be.
Imagine the conversations between like the cool guy math teachers.
The math teachers are like, oh great, the freaks like, are here today. The freaks
oh great,
are
these
out.
These fucking losers are coming.
I like
into
when
our
they stick to the fine arts wing. Can we not let these freaks out in the hall, just in here? Roaming the whole school. They couldn't. Oh my God. Yeah, those poor math teachers and like the history teachers. Well, some of them
would have been into it.
Anyway,
but I'm thinking like we've said his name on the pod before. Mr. Diallo would have absolutely been like, oh guys,
I know. Oh, Mr. Diallo would have been like, it's the weirdest day of the fucking year. I tried calling off, but I'm out of PTO days. Like, that's like his whole, he's like, every year I take off on character day. Everyone knows that. It's my day off as a math teacher. So this kid shows up to school as a homeless person. And he had like all of his books and like all of his school stuff in like a gigantic trash bag. And basically he looked very believable. And he stood like the second he got on the school premises, he started acting in character. So he kind of started acting like he didn't know where he was going because he's a homeless man. He doesn't go to school here.
And now he's an Emmy Award winning actor.
He starts like bumbling around and like whatever and like goes in the school. And people start being like, you know, hall monitors and teachers like, who the fuck is that person, old man in our school, whatever. So they start like trying to talk to him and they're like, excuse me, sir. And he like won't cooperate. Like he's like, what? And they're like, who are you? And he like wouldn't give a straight answer. He wouldn't give his name. He wouldn't like, he was like, I know I don't go to school here. Like, and he fully was. And they're like, okay, well, we're like, you would need to comply. And he wouldn't.
You kind of have to go to school here.
People
to be here.
Started being like, he's a student. And he was like, no, I'm not. And like the teachers were like, if you're a student, you need to say so. And he's like, I'm not. So the police are called.
Mr. Blank is upstairs. He's like, hell yeah.
No, he was not.
This is so punk rock.
This got character day, I think, canceled for a little bit because the fucking police were called. And it ended up on the news also that he was so good at his character.
As the police is being called, how is he not like, okay, guys.
Wait, I'm going to find the article. I think at that point he did. But at that point, they're like, we don't believe you. You know what I mean? They're like,
fair.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fair.
Like you just,
so, yeah, you're admitting it now.
You waited
the
until
police.
The police got here to start saying you were a student. Like, yeah, right. Where's your book bag? And he's like, well, oh, he started like dumping out the trash bag. They're like, stop it. Stop. They thought he had like a weapon, I think.
Oh my God.
Character day. I might've made that up. Mount Lebanon High School. Let's see if I can find this. Yep. Okay. Oh, look, it's like the anniversary of it. October 28th, 2013. Okay, last month. Well, should I dox him? Like his name's here. I mean, this is an appreciation pod for him. I'll just give his first name, Michael. Last month, Michael got an assignment for a drama class at Mount Lebanon High School. Little do you know, CBS News, it was not a drama class. Even worse, it was an English class. Okay, it was to create a character of his own choosing. His choice: a homeless man named John. The 17-year-old's costume was layers of coats, fingerless gloves, a grimy face, and carrying a garbage bag. He also did a lot of mumbling. On the day the assignment was due, his mom dropped him off at school early in disguise. Here we have a quote. And kind of knocked on a door, an exterior door, and they were immediately confronted by an administrator, said Mount Lebanon Police Lieutenant in his name. Michael may have given an award-winning performance, but he also got a two-day suspension and a lesson in ever-increasing school security. Police were called because Michael continued to stay in character. Quote, pretty shortly after they arrived, they determined that this was a student playing a role. The school district would not comment directly on the incident.
Oh my God, so funny.
It says, Michael was not given the two-day suspension because he dressed up for a classroom assignment. It was because he didn't identify himself. That is a violation of the student code of conduct. But how fucking funny is that? So yeah, I think probably nowadays that assignment is pick something from a fucking book. So that when you come in here and someone's like, who are you? And you say Harry Potter, nobody calls the police.
They're like, oh.
They're like, oh,
nobody calls the police.
You're not actually Harry Potter. Yeah. But if you're just a homeless man named John of your own creation and you start the act the second you get onto the school campus, then yeah, like you might be fucking doomed. And that's so funny.
I love it. That's
how
hysterical.
Pissed was his mom that he got suspended for that?
Oh my God.
What would our mom do? God. Would she be pissed at us or pissed at the school for suspending us?
It depends on the day.
I was gonna say the same, and same for dad, because there's on one hand dad might be like, yeah, well, Connells don't fucking quit.
That's badass.
Yeah, that's badass. Like,
you did the assignment really well.
You did the assignment. Yeah, whatever you are, be a good one.
I am a little bit like there. I don't understand how in that process though of getting to a point where the police are called, not one person kind of recognized him from being a student there and was like, oh yeah, it's character day.
I mean, that just goes to show those thespians, they are not popular. No one knows who they are.
People walking under like, yeah, he does not ring a bell at all.
They're like, we actually look away when theater kids walk through the hall, so we've actually never seen any of them. We could not point them out of a lineup. No.
You guys know I famously hate the film Monty Python, but it's like that part of Monty Python where they're like, shame, shame.
Okay. You wrote a serious global intervention needed.
Yeah. Listen, I'm fed up with the timeline in which we're implementing holiday season shopping.
You know what, Phoebe? I've had some gripes as well.
I walked into Target the other day wanting to get a new fall candle to replace my other fall candle. And they don't sell them anymore. It's not even November.
I know.
And I can't get a fall candle or a fall pillow or a fall blanket. What the fuck is that about?
Here's the deal.
It's not Christmas time.
Some people, like, I understand getting the Christmas stuff out early because some people do want to start decorating in November. I understand that.
Yes.
But here's what I think the store should be doing. Put it online first and then put it in the stores, because like it's again October and I was like walking around and I was going to like all the little areas of Target that usually have holiday themed stuff because I wanted cute fall stuff. Like I feel like usually I get like a few new pieces every year to add to my collection, and this year like I literally don't think I got anything from Target for like Halloween because like anything that wasn't like in the dollar section, because there was nothing. It was all Christmas. And I found that amazing candle that I think I talked about, the Hearth and Hand, I think it's like Harvest Nights or something, that candle. And it was actually, You know about my heartbreak with the DW Home November Nights candle that like I famously looked for years after getting it at Marshall's, and it is no longer in production. And it's really sad. This candle rivaled that. And then I went back to get another one. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not even November at this point. It was maybe mid-October.
And
what I
want to
know
is
like, when did you start
them.
Selling them? When did you start selling them? Because if I had known I needed to fucking stock up, I would have. But I didn't know that because now I'm not ready for the cedar, for the pine, for the spruce
candles. I don't
candles
want a
yet.
Christmas
I'll
scent
get there.
Yet.
I'll get there. I'm not there yet. And then it's like, if you find a good pumpkin scent, you kind of have to like go with it because it's very hit or miss. So it's also really annoying. I find a really fucking good one, which they're few and far between. And now I can't get it again?
I love fall scents, but they are like, there's a very fine line between when I get like, and this orchard candle that I, cider orchard or whatever that I had, and it was in like a cute container with like spider webs and like a fun little label on it. Yeah. I really liked how it looked. I loved how it smelled, but I burned through it.
Yeah.
And it's halfway through October. Now is about the time when I would a new one.
I have a recommendation for you. And to those of you who don't know, every year Trader Joe's has the vanilla pumpkin candle. It is $3.99 and it is a small candle, so you have to buy more than one. But it is one of the greatest fall scents ever. It is so good. It's not too much. It's some vanilla pumpkin scents are like actually an abomination. No, this is a perfect scent. Even mom has it and it burnt. So like I'm telling you, it's good. I bought three last time I was there. I actually bought three and I accidentally bought a Honeycrisp apple one too. And I didn't mean to. I was kind of pissed about it, but it also smells really, really good. So you could do any of their fall candles. But I tried to go online and order the Hearth and Hand one. And you can't order it either.
I tried because I tried to do two things. I tried to do an online pickup and then I went to go see if it was available on the app at all.
I was like, I'll go drive to another store. I'll drive to one of the stores. Yeah.
I just feel like legally at a federal level, we need to have like a calendar, like the same way we started implementing the holidays in the Gregorian calendar. We need to have
holiday savings.
Because it's just like
not in the money way.
Here's another thing is that like we'll buy the stuff.
Yes.
I'm more likely to buy it if it's only in the store for a limited time.
Well, and that's the other thing though, is that this has created a bit of a sense of urgency for me that I don't like. It makes me want to go to Target less because now when I go in and I see this cute Christmas stuff that I'm not really ready to buy, but I'm like, well, it's not going to fucking be here. Like in November, yes. I'm going to start getting Valentine's Day stuff. So,
which is,
I have to do it now because it's not going to be there. And I did actually get some really cute stuff at Target from like the cheap section. They had like a chartreuse green, almost a brat green, little light up house, glass house. It's so cute. And that was $3. So I did get that. And then I got some, they have some glass trees that light up that are like all glitter. Like it's just, they're really cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I did do some of those because I was like literally, especially in this section, they won't be here. There's no chance. And it's really frustrating.
I just don't understand. Like
so I'm with
the
you.
Complete turnover was really dry. Cause I've also been trying to be, more disciplined about my Target
run.
So I've been doing Target orders to my car so I don't go in the store.
That's actually a really good idea.
Because if I go in the store,
but that's part of why I like going. I just like being in there. It's
good
for me.
But I just try to like dole. I just try to like make those more sporadic. That can't be a weekly thing for me because I will buy everything. But so it was very jarring to go into the store for the first time in like a month maybe and be like, wait.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's going on here? What kind of operation are we
Magnolia
running?
Magnolia is completely Christmas.
I know. I went on Friday and it was like really upset. I was upset about it too. So
that's why I put that note in there.
Okay. Well, that I can get behind that. Let's look at what people sent in for us to chat about. So we were talking about our favorite Halloween costumes. I mentioned Phoebe's Cruella de Vil and you had that one where you were like the Snow Queen from Narnia, but your makeup looks like Lizzie McGuire.
No, I was some kind of DC villain.
Okay.
That year.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know
Storm?
Anything about that.
Maybe? I don't remember. But
I have no idea. Guys, for context, everybody knows I was in the marching band. And we had to do the Halloween parade. And my section always, like, went all out. Like, that was the thing about, like, they always just... So I had to go all out. I couldn't let my team down. But they also, they got to pick the theme, like the older kids. So they picked DC villains and I just didn't know a thing about
Phoebe
it. And she was like
gorgeous.
The only blonde option.
Phoebe.
Thanks. Those jeans were terrible.
Phoebe said, I'm not dying my hair.
Oh my goodness.
I am not dying my hair. Phoebe looks so pretty and her makeup looks like Lizzie McGuire in the Lizzie McGuire movie when she has like the fashion show and she has the igloo moment. And I used to think she looked so beautiful in that look. I used to think like I was like the frosty lips. And I actually still think that silver with blonde hair looks so good. And maybe that's why I think You looked so pretty, but it was a good look.
Maybe
for you.
I should go as the Tin Man. Maybe I'll go as the Tin Man for Halloween this year.
Well, that's what Anthony's being, so he kind of sounds like a copycat. But go for it. Totally go for it.
Guys, I have no idea what I'm
go
being.
Go for it. Let's see who did it best. I don't think we're really, I mean, we have our little wicked thing, but I don't think we're really doing anything. I'm trying to think of some of my favorite ones. I think an all-time fave has to be when Addie and I were silver and gold, the colors. It was good. I was silver. Okay. I really love blondes and silver. And I took like one of the best photos I've ever taken in my life that night. And I remember making the costume out of a silver sequin skirt that mom sent me that I was like, I'm never going to wear this. So Addie and I cut it up and like pinned it to my body. So there was no way to get out like until it was time to go home. We like just pinned it. And then I put a jacket on because it was completely like not on me. It was just like pinned to like my bra, pinned to like my tights, pinned to just whatever. Around me, all cut off. That was a good one. I remember when I was in elementary school, I was a pirate once, and I thought I looked H-O-T.
You were giving what's her name from Keira Knightley in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was, but like bad girl from the start. Because I remember I got this gold and this turquoise like eyeshadow stick. Anytime mom was like, yeah, I can get makeup, I was like, like it was the best day of my life. And I remember putting it on underneath and I loved my makeup so much. And we went to that Chartiers Halloween costume party and I got down the freaking dance floor.
Which, guys, Chartiers is where they filmed Happiest Season.
Yes, don't forget that. I love that movie though. I'm excited to watch it. I'm trying to see. Mom has been sending us pictures. Okay. Oh, Lily and I were kangaroos. Were you not?
That's me. That's me in that picture.
Oh my God. That looks like Lily.
I can't believe you thought that. I can't believe you thought that was Lily though. Not because of the looks, but I'm like,
age, I know.
Timeline.
Well, the
wise,
other day mom said something about how when Lily was in middle school and I was in high school, I was like, I was on high school. Lily was in middle school. I'm 10 years older than her. Okay. Let's see. Phoebe as the saddest bride there ever was.
I was a kangaroo 2 years in a row. Or did you have two different costumes?
Oh, yeah, because mom used to make me like dress up with you for like a Christmas card picture. We have to figure out what the Christmas card was that year because it was something to do with that. And then I wanted to be Hermione, of course.
Wait, but that costume looks so comfortable. I wish I still had it.
Yeah.
I'd fit. Okay. I'd fit in it for sure.
Drama, eat your heart out. My Dorothy Gale costume. I believe I was Dorothy and Hermione like on repeat. That was my look. The butterfly look is top notch and mom made that. And I'll never forget. She got me this cute little pink sweatsuit and she got felt and she made that belly that I have on there. And then she made my little pipe cleaner headband.
Oh, those are so cute.
And my wings. So
cute.
Look
at how cute our jack-o'-lanterns look in that picture. Guys, I was driving home the other day and I saw on the street behind me is like Real Houses. And I saw this porch with 5 pumpkins on it. And you know when it's like nighttime and you're driving around and you can see like you can just tell when a house is like has warm energy, yes, and vibes coming through the window. I burst into tears.
I look through people's windows.
Because number one, okay, could she have come up with anything better than like I'm some deranged weirdo?
I know.
Weirdo should be outlawed from songs.
Wait, I do have to say,
sorry.
Okay, you're literally giving offended by the word weird.
No, I just mean like we have we're Taylor Swift. Weirdo is the best we can come up with.
Someone said, how and if you guys are grieving Liam Payne, feelings are so complicated. We talked about this some on the Patreon, but for those of you who weren't, I don't know, Phoebe, if you want to speak on it at all.
It's really sad, you guys. Absolutely terrible. It is complicated, but I'm just trying to like let the like 12-year-old in me grieve the way that like it's, I don't know, it's hard. I really feel for the
yeah,
band.
I mean that's also like there you can feel so much sadness and like feeling that sadness for other people too, because it's unimaginable and how sudden and, you know, seemingly avoidable this could have been and how sad. And I think there's also a lot of guilt for people.
I heard that his family found out through the news.
Oh my God.
Like, TMZ broke it so quickly that
oh my God
they didn't have time to alert the family, which I just think is disgusting. And they also, in the initial article, there was a picture of his body. So
yeah,
I just am like, I don't understand how that is even. I don't understand how someone even thinks that's okay, but I certainly don't understand how it gets past an editor.
No.
How it gets past whoever makes the final decision that a post goes up.
It's moments like that that are just like, it really is like, shows how deplorable that side of like humanity and the media is. It's just really.
I agree.
Disgusting.
I agree.
And there, I mean, again, it's like, regardless of this person and these complicated feelings and what he has done and, you know, what he needed to answer for and et cetera, he's a 7-year-old son. You know, he has a girlfriend who is devastated. He has a family and he was 31. And, you know, it's not that he was like, you know, this, anyone could have seen this coming. So I think.
And I just think that there was a lot of like, girls who were into what, like we always just thought that there would be, they were gonna get back together and like, do like one last
reunion,
tour.
Yeah.
And we all felt like we were gonna be in like, and like it certainly until one of them died, we thought we were all gonna be in like our 60s and 70s. Yeah. And the fact that we're like in our 20s and one of them has passed is really unfathomable still at this point. But I watched This Is Us on Friday.
Aww.
Absolutely wrecked me. And it just like, I don't know. I think that it feels like saying like goodbye to a chapter of our lives that.
Well, there's also like a level of like innocence and wonder and excitement of like, you know, loving a boy band. Like it's kind of like a rite of passage, you know, and it's that feeling of like you can listen to a song from One Direction and feel like you're 13 again and with your friends and whatever. And like life is just simple and whatever. And then when this person who, you know, is that memory for you passes at 31
exactly.
because of something so dark, there's a lot of like,
for
I
sure.
feel like childhood, like sadness there. Like it breaks something, shatters something, takes away the innocence of like that for you. Like it, it takes that bit of childhood
and
away.
I also think
it's
like,
sad.
See, like also Liam was the one who like had the least amount of success on his own and he loved the band so much. And I think there's also some guilt that people feel like we gave him a hard time and like, the way that people were talking about him towards the end, which like some of it was deserved, but a lot of it speaks to like, we all have a lot of power with our voices on the internet and it can affect people that seemingly you wouldn't think it would affect.
Right.
And
like the things I've seen people posting in the wake of his death is
like I'm just sad for him that he also never, like he didn't get the help that he needed. And he also had to watch like his bandmates, especially Harry and Niall, like, be these massive artists. And the closest he got to that was with them.
Right.
And now it's finished. It's terrible. It's terrible. Makes me quite sad.
Well, switching gears before we head into our rotations, any thoughts on the Eras Tour? I don't like the new surprise song dresses.
Me either. Of course. And I wish she would go back to the old 1989 outfits. I still hate them.
I do too. The shoes are so bad.
I think it's so cool that Florence Welch has been doing the Florida shows. It's super fun. Other than
the
that,
weather.
I don't have any new thoughts really about the show, except for it is super cool to see videos of Gracie Abrams' first show.
Oh,
and her show now, and like, I mean, a record label would never put her on a tour for a stadium right now.
Yeah,
but the fact that a stadium is like, people are getting there to see her, and they know the words, and they're doing the like little crowd things that like, at our show, like only a few, like it not everybody knew how to do some of the things that her crowds do.
Yeah.
And it's super exciting to see that for her. And, like, I also, like, didn't, it's been so long. Like, she also just like looks so much older. And I think it's crazy that the first time Paul Mescal gets to be in the VIP tent is not for Phoebe Bridgers. It's for his new girlfriend.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That is crazy. So wild.
The amount of like relationships that have gone in and out of the Eras tour.
That's so,
even for Taylor. Taylor has been in three relationships.
Oh my God. That's true. That's so true. I want her to release that song.
She did.
She did?
There's the deluxe version came out. It's on that. All the songs are great.
Wait, I thought I looked at that and I didn't even see it. I guess I missed it.
Yeah, it's on there.
Because I love
all the
that
songs
one.
On there are pretty good. There's one that I didn't love, but I think I like. Her critique will always be. The thing about Olivia Rodrigo is that she was able to take the parts of her that she was inspired by Taylor Swift by, if that makes sense, and create it. And I think it's because she's working with someone who doesn't work with Taylor Swift. She's working with Dan Nigro.
Yeah.
So like he's able to take her sound and make it unique to her.
Yes, when she wants to be so Gracie, different. You know, she's actively working against it. Gracie's not.
Gracie's not, and she's also working with Aaron Dessner.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I just think that that's going to be a constant critique of her, is that she sounds too much like Taylor Swift, because she does. There's one lyric. Let me see if I can find it. There's one lyric where I was like, it's a great lyric, and it's also so Taylor.
Did I tell you when I was singing That's So True, and like Anthony was like, this is not a real song. What is a song? This is not real. When I was like singing the words, and then I got to some point, he goes, oh, it's a Taylor Swift song. And I was like, no, it isn't. It's a Gracie Abrams song. He's like, it sounds just like a Taylor Swift song would sound. And I was like,
I don't know what. Let me see if it's this one. There's one about, like, she says, like, mascara or something, and it...
What song?
Is so... I don't know. I'm looking. Oh. You stranded Sadie and Sarah when they opened up. A waste of running mascara. You thought we wouldn't talk.
A waste of... Yeah.
That's... It's so New Romantics.
Draw a cat eye sharp enough to kill a man.
Enough to kill a man.
I love when we sing about makeup. I'm a girl and I'm gonna wear eyeliner. That's Taylor's that's a vault track from Reputation.
That's Taylor's whole thing.
It's her whole thing. Okay, should we tips for getting through the last semester of college? Well, let me tell you something, girl. The last semester of college for me almost took me right out. I'll just tell you straight up. It was one of the hardest semesters of my life. Academically, I was like totally overhauled. I was taking like 23 credit hours and you're only allowed to take 18. And then they override it to 21 and I was taking 23. And I was also working and I was also in shows and my mental health was kind of tanking TBH. And I had a moment where I was like, something's got to give. Mama's got to go get on some meds. And I had to walk right into health services and say, let's talk. And I ended up going on Lexapro. And I'm not telling you to do that, but I am saying that if you're feeling like it's really hard, it is really hard. And it's okay if you're looking around and people are like, oh my God, easy, last semester of college, we're almost done. Let's just get to graduation. Like, you know, and if that's not your story, like, that is okay. You don't have to love the last semester of college, but just try to remember that like you will miss it one day probably. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't love college, there will be things about being in college that you miss. And everything you're doing right now, whether it's in the classroom or not, is really like giving you the tools you need to be successful outside of college. And I mean that in terms of like,
yeah,
your time management, your ability to maintain relationships in such a stressful time of your life, your ability to adapt to change and, you know, deal with like this idea of not knowing. And I think Phoebe and I had really different like post grad experiences in terms of like our job searches could not have been more different. So I don't know if Phoebe wants to talk to that because mine's like a little bit more specific, but
I would say I would say start applying to jobs ASAP. as soon as you are 100% sure that you are graduating on time, start applying for jobs.
Yeah.
But also that can also be hard because then they're going to be like, well, we need you to start right now. It's like, well, actually, I'm
still a student.
But it's like, it takes forever. It's actually the most frustrating process known to man. But it took me a long time to find a job. Well,
no, I will give myself really more take, credit. It didn't really take you a long time, but it felt like it did.
It will feel like you are like so behind and that like it's crazy that you don't have a job, and it's not. It takes a lot of people a long time to find a job. And look at that time between college and when your first job starts as like found time that mm-hmm. now you can do. Like while you are applying for jobs and you should be saving money and everything like that, like it's also time that, like, for me, I got to be in Pittsburgh for long. Like, I didn't think I'd be back in Pittsburgh for that amount of time.
Yeah.
And that I was really fortunate for that. I loved where I worked at the time. And yeah.
And I'll say,
I would just say try to, and I think it's the same thing for the last semester of college. If like, there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of forms you have to fill out. There's a lot of things, dates that you have to remember and things that are required of you. But don't let that put you in a headspace of like, I just can't wait for this to be over, because once it is over, you're going to be like, why did I wish that time away?
Yeah. Like, I remember being a junior and one of my friends was a senior and she was like, I can't wait to graduate. Like, get me out of here. And I was like, oh, I just can't imagine that I'm going to feel like that next year. Like, I just love college so much. I can't believe you feel like that. Like, whatever. And then, yeah, I got to second semester, senior year, and it was just too much. Like, I was just so stressed out because there is so much going on. Like, I mean, it's such an insane time in your life. And I'll say, I don't know, like, your situation, anyone's situation, but I think there's something to be said for gathering life experience too. And I think, like, the best thing you can do is just have a plan. And that plan doesn't need to be like, I'm going to go get a job right away, because realistically, you cannot make a plan where your fate lies entirely in someone else's hands. Because if mm-hmm. that plan doesn't work out, you're going to feel like a failure, but you set yourself up to fail. So you need to make a plan for you on like how you're going to enrich your own life and make sure that you stay positive, make sure you stay focused, make sure you stay like whatever. And like, think about this time in your life and look at it as an opportunity, like Phoebe said, to maybe spend more time with your family or spend more time with friends who, you know, you might have to relocate for a job. You might not, whatever. So like, just really make the most of your time. Like, plan for your future to be your best self so that you're ready for anything. Like, make a plan that's like, I'm going to apply to a few jobs every week, like a specific number or whatever. But I just think you have to constantly redefine what success is to you, and you need to keep moving the goalposts. And there's no sense in you saying, okay, my plan is to get a job in the first 2 months I'm out of school, because that might not happen. And then you're going to feel like you don't have a plan. So make your plan like, I'm going to create a routine that is going to set me up for success outside of school. I'm going to wake up at this time. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go to this. I'm going to learn how to cook 3 new meals because I want to go live somewhere by myself and I might need to learn how to do that. I want to like go take a trip to this city because I might want to work there. I might want to live there. I want to go check it out, whatever. Like, think about things like that too. And then ditch them when you get a job. Ditch those plans when you get a job, and then you're like, okay, I feel like I still like did. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I didn't do that. So I'm saying that is what you should do. But that is not what I did. So, you know, but I was also, you know, I went to clown school, so I was doing a theater job right out
heard
of school.
Heard it here first, folks. All right. Yeah. My dream rotation is going to be Jason Kelce.
Nice.
Because him at the Eras Tour did just light my heart up. He is so precious, and him like having a favorite Taylor song and dancing to it and getting so excited and seeing him have his girls there in their little headphones and coloring while their Auntie Tay is up there doing her thing is epic. Also, shout out to Donna Kelce for finally looking like she doesn't hate Taylor Swift's guts because she was filming the tour. I was like, okay, thank God.
You know,
she doesn't hate her.
Yeah. I do feel like, I hope that's just her face, but it's like, one thing for you, Donna, and you do
no, but it's
you.
Also her words.
It's also her words and like her general, yeah, all that. But one thing I want to say, Donna, is Taylor Swift might be the most beloved and hated person in the entire world. So like you have to have an opinion on her that's very passionate in either way. And if you don't, the public will assign it to you. So.
And they have.
You need to like lean far the other way. Sorry. Can I just.
I agree. Okay, agree. What?
No, I'm gonna get there.
Next is Sarah Bareilles.
Okay, this is crazy. You said sports and art.
Sarah Bareilles is next because I didn't actually get the opportunity on Saturday to do it, but I did sign up to sing Love Song at karaoke on Saturday, but they didn't end up calling my number, so I didn't get to do it. But I love that song with that and King of Anything, and we've talked about it on the pod before, but like truly those songs, like sometimes when I just let myself be in my Aria bag on a Saturday morning and I listen to those songs, Ingrid Michaelson, Feist,
put a fedora on and go, who made you king of anything, and do a little spin. You guys can't see, but I was jamming out the mirror, grabbing the brim of my hat like that. Like Aria probably would.
She's just like a legend, and she made it on the top 400 people. So Bowen and Matt's top 400 people. And I agree with that. I think that she's an absolute queen of anything.
Wow. That's great.
But I just love that she has two songs that are literally like, hey, I didn't ask. That's literally what Love Song and King of Anything are. They're like, she's like, oh, okay, great. I didn't actually ask for any of that opinion.
No.
And I'm just going to write, now the hits are just going to be about how much you guys want me to write like normal stuff.
And then everyone got annoyed with that. And she was like, fine, I'm just going to write about baking.
I'll write Brave. Oh, we went in two different directions.
Sugar, butter, flour.
And also like we have her to thank for Waitress.
I've been singing When He Sees Me all freaking day. It's
the
so
fact that she
fun.
Wrote She Used to Be Mine.
No. It's
high school cabarets were never the same.
They were never the same. And if you can't sing it, you don't have to. I just want to say it. I just want to say that. And I'll say it to anyone. I'll say it to anyone.
With most songs.
But like some of us can and some of us should. Just kidding. My favorite thing is when I hang out with my friends on a cabin weekend and we play karaoke roulette and you have to sing whatever song you pull out of the hat. Funny. And then they hand me a special hat that only has slips of paper that says Used to Be Mine.
And then Addie starts sobbing before the song even starts. Addie's in tears.
Yeah. She's just like aware of what's coming. It's so
did
funny.
You see the Cynthia Erivo Target commercial?
No.
Where like her cart turns green and she's like pushing it, and then this man starts to sing. It's like for all the Wicked merch that's coming to Target.
Cute.
And she goes, "That's my line," and then she sings it.
Are you mad at her for it? It was scripted commercial, Phoebe.
I'm not mad at her for it. I thought it was funny.
Phoebe has such beef with Cynthia Erivo. It's weird.
No, stop.
It's weird.
Stop. But I do think that the internet's response has been so funny.
It has been funny. And I actually was like, oh, no. When I sent you one on Twitter, it was like someone put on their show. Someone redid the Wicked poster and they took the one that she hated so much where they erased her.
And her
and
eyes are just like
put her eyes on it, but they're like the entire picture. So I'll post it. The entire picture is still the exact same. I have to block Cynthia and then I'll post it. The entire picture is the same except for
because she will see it.
They added her eyes back in, but they look so creepy. And it's like, oh my God. And they tagged Cynthia Erivo in it on their story and she watched it. She was one of the first seven people to watch it. And then they tweeted it. I was like, oh my God.
Girl, lock
because
your
the thing
phone
is I'm
up.
Imagining her opening that. And it wasn't a good imagination moment for me.
No, and I also okay, so Ariana's answer on the carpet about the thing. I'm like, I do just think we all need to like take a step back for a second. This wasn't AI. This
no,
was a fan edit.
They're talking
which
about the
fans
video.
Have been doing forever.
There's a different AI thing. Did you not see the video?
Well, I thought, but the question I saw on the carpet was about the poster.
It was about
that she was
it
answering.
It was also about fan edits and AI.
We might be talking about something different.
No, we're talking about the same exact thing. I know we are, because I know the video you're talking about, where she's like, oh, I just think it's, you know, tough and blah, blah, blah. They're talking about the fan edits, and they say AI. I'm almost positive of it, or whatever. But
she does. I didn't hear that the question person asked that, but maybe I missed it.
Well, they're talking all about saying, that though, Cynthia referenced the video in her story, the AI video that Ariana's talking about.
I don't even know what AI video you're
talking
about.
There's an AI video that went viral where it's them in the poster, and then it, like, they start fighting each other, but they look like so fucked up and scary.
I think I have seen that.
And that's what she's talking about. She included that in her story. So when Ariana answered, maybe they didn't say it, but she answered because that was included in what Cynthia's complaint was about.
Oh, okay.
The all fan right. made AI.
Well, that's
AI.
More valid.
The fans
Listen,
told
AI,
the AI to do it, you know?
I'll take the AI complaints.
I thought that was the annoying complaint, because I was like, who cares? You guys, it was a hilarious edit of you two fighting.
Well, it was, but I think that I understand the fears that come with it if you're a public person more so than like a fan. That was a fan edit. Yeah. Like, they were just having fun.
I know.
Anyway, sorry, I don't mean, but I do just love how like on random posts people will put the picture of Cynthia Erivo, and they'll be like, as not to erase her.
I know. And they're like, hey guys, I'm going to Home Depot and I'm not erasing Cynthia Erivo. And they just like add the picture.
Like,
I'm not going to be on my phone for a little bit, but I am not erasing Cynthia Erivo.
The poster where they're holding hands and someone said, and Cynthia's eyes aren't in it.
Wait, I saw a hilarious edit of, that's the thing is like, I'm like, Cynthia, look what you did. Like, you made this so much
worse. You opened
the
door.
Like, because the thing is, no, it's like we're all middle school boys at some point, you know? And it's like when you tell them not to, when you tell them you don't like it, they're gonna do it more and worse. And so what I want to say, I don't know, but the other one I saw was so funny. I just think it's so funny because now it's like people, it's like when you see someone's like, can anyone Photoshop this guy out of my picture? And then all the responses, like the most insane ways to Photoshop it. That's what we're now doing on top of the Photoshop and the AI and the whatever. So the one I saw was them holding hands, but they put Cynthia's whole face there, so it looks like she's like a toddler who's like, Ariana's like Galinda's holding Elphaba's hand, like walking her through Oz, and she looks like she's like a kid. It's so fucking funny, and her arm is like 2 inches long.
Yeah, it's just like, let's just have fun with it.
I know.
You know?
Like, you know, the thing is, I thought Ariana's response was her being like, I think it's fucking so stupid and I think it's hilarious. But she couldn't
but it was
say
the
way, that.
People, someone responded and they were like, oh, I almost forgot that celebrities
can have
PR
media
training.
Like, oh, the media training is strong with this one. It's so,
because she gave the most non-answer.
You just watch her,
but
like,
it's also
choosing her words.
It also shows us that I know that Ariana probably thought that it was funny.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And probably thinks that somebody, because Ariana has got that sense of humor.
Yes, Ariana absolutely does, and she can make fun of herself. And unfortunately, I love you, Cynthia. I love you so much. And I went to bat for you last week because, like, I've known this about you, but, like, everyone doesn't. Cynthia has never been able to laugh at herself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's just not who she is. Like, so the thing is, we just picked the wrong one. And we're in here with Ari, who's like, yes, let's fucking make fun of everything all the time. Nothing is real. Nothing is serious. And then Cynthia's like, nothing's a joke. And that's.
Yeah.
And that's why they were.
Which is an interesting. And that's why they're sisters.
And that's why they're Galinda and Elphaba. Just two good friends. Two best friends.
Okay. So last on my rotation is Dangerous. Russell
Something
Wilson.
Something about you. Oh.
I didn't believe in him. And here we are.
I won't tell Anthony you said that.
We talked about it today, me and Anthony.
Did he
and
yell
it was
at
just,
you for not like having faith in his team? That's a yes.
Maybe a little bit, but I'm just like, Anthony is hard to have a conversation with about
How
the Steelers
you?
Because you can't have you can't ever, if you are a Steelers fan, you can't ever be like, we played badly
his team.
Yesterday.
There's team. They need him.
And it's like,
I learned that real early.
And again, and it all comes back to my favorite quote of all time. If you, and this is at this point, the way that I quote it is not the quote at all. But if you love something, you should criticize it.
And Phoebe, the number of times you've said that quote in your life is about the same number of times I've said the Lorne Michaels quote in the last week, which is the show doesn't start because it is ready or done.
Hey, hey, hey.
It starts because it's 11:30.
I've been saying that James Baldwin quote, I think, since like our first week of doing the podcast.
No, I know, Phoebe. What I'm trying to say to you is that I won't stop saying this fucking quote. I won't stop saying it. And I've said it as many times in the past week.
I was going to see that instead of We Live in Time today, but they didn't have a time that worked for me.
Yeah, you probably need to try to see it soon because it's going to, I think it's going to go. It was like, limited. All these theater movies, they're like, people don't really want them, but that Caroline girl, she'll be there.
But I was worried that Russell Wilson wasn't going to get in the game and really show out, and we were going to lose. Pittsburgh as a city was going to lose Sierra.
Sierra!
And I am just so stoked that she's kind of like the first lady of Pittsburgh.
No, I know, I know, I know. I'm not losing her. And I'm just not. And I swear he's got his little AirPods in there, and she goes, come on, Russ. Come on, babe. I love it.
I need Russell Wilson to retire in Pittsburgh.
So that she can stay here forever.
And just like have that, like Pittsburgh will be like the city that we remember Russell Wilson for. Wow. That's what I want.
Or Sierra.
And poor Sierra.
I said and Sierra. Or I said or Sierra.
Yes, but I've never seen a player get so jazzed about playing for a team than Russell Wilson. That like the day that he signed with the Steelers, he was like painted black and gold.
I feel like it's like because he knew sold. That a lot of people were like, ugh. And so he was like, guys, no, you guys are going to love me because I'm going to be so excited about the Steelers. And you guys love people who are excited about the Steelers. And we're like, that's true.
Also, shout out Michael Keaton doing the little intro to the game.
Shout out Michael Keaton doing the little intro to SNL called hosting.
He also did that, of course. But anyway, what's your rotation?
Well, I just came up with it. Number one. There is a Reddit page that I hate. There are more than one Reddit pages that I hate, but this one specifically is called Travis and Taylor. Okay. I have not joined this Reddit page. It pops up on my timeline because I'm interested in Taylor Swift. And sometimes I interact with Taylor Swift posts. Okay. So I start getting suggestions from a page called Travis and Taylor. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'll probably like this stuff. Sure. I like them. So I'm like looking at it. And like the first post I see is like kind of nasty. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. This is okay. And then it's like every post I see is like popping up on my feed. And they're like the meanest like things about Taylor Swift. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is the Travis and Taylor group. And I'm also not joined it. I'm not joined it still. And I keep being like, did I join this? Like, why is this even showing up? Because I would never like subscribe to like a Taylor page like this. And then I go look at the page one day and it's a Taylor Swift snark page. It's like, it's supposed to, but it's called Travis and Taylor. So it's just like been popping up. And I've been seeing like the most hateful things about Taylor Swift. And I've been like, okay, I don't need Mother Taylor to like be in my phone one day and see this, that this is popping up. But also, then I see that apparently like some YouTubers are making videos calling out the Travis and Taylor Reddit page because they're like the fucking meanest people on Reddit. And yeah, it's really horrible. And I just, for a moment, I was just like, I would hate to be Taylor Swift. And so I just want to say,
yeah,
the Travis and Taylor Reddit page, you're on my nightmare blunt rotation and everybody in it. Because like, what is wrong with you? You guys are actually obsessed with her. That's the other thing is like,
that's the thing.
I have visited Reddit snark pages solely to learn things. Like sometimes, and it's usually like someone who I can't learn everything about just by like walking out the front door. Like Taylor Swift, I walk out the front door and I'm hit in the face with like 10 new headlines. Like I know everything about her.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking to a Reddit snark page, it's for somebody that I don't know much about that I'm like, I need to look to like the experts. And I'm just looking to see tea on people. And I've never seen it like this in my life. Like, it's just so mean. I just was like, people, like, hate, number one, women. Number two, Taylor Swift. Like, saying that, like, she's, like, the worst mistake Travis has ever, like, saying horrible things about her relationship with Travis. And, like, just, I mean, it was just horrible. So I just think people need to get a fucking grip. And that's about, like, anybody. Mm. Like, if you are, like, actively part of a snark page and, like, contributing to a snark page, like, look inward. That is weird behavior. Okay, next. Just, like, do your snark pages in real life like everybody else. Okay, next. Halloween party poopers. Don't be handing out lame candy, number one. Number two, don't be turning your lights off. It's rude. It's Halloween. Everyone is going to be out knocking on doors. And I used to think like you absolutely hate children. You might as well be like a witch with a wart on your nose if I saw your porch lights off on Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about you.
I agree.
And then I like see those people on a normal day and I just be like, shame on you. Like you walk out of your front door today. Today you're brave enough to like show your face. But last night when I was knocking on doors saying trick or treat, you were too scared. Like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, what is it? You hate joy. You hate children. You hate fun.
It is. It's kind of at least put something out.
Put a fucking thing out. And then they're like, and then here's the other thing. Okay. Also with my Halloween party poopers, this is all like an umbrella thing. The people who then put on Facebook groups and like next door, like complaining about trick-or-treaters. Last year, I saw so many so many Facebook posts that were like, these kids are so mean. They just came and took handfuls of candy and ran. I said one piece. Okay, well, it's fucking Halloween. So, like, that's ridiculous. They're not going to take one piece. If you just have a thing out on your porch, it's not going to happen. But, like, people just talking all about, like, oh, these kids are too old. Also, like, I'm sorry. I'm over the these kids are too old to be trick-or-treating thing.
If you're under the age of 18,
if you are in high school,
you can be doing
you
it.
Go trick-or-treat because I would much rather have you trick-or-treating than getting fucked up and like driving
around our neighborhood while these kids are around.
Exactly. Like, please God, go trick-or-treating because this is the one night a year that we don't need you like doing. I mean, not the one night a year, but like specifically tonight. Like, you just don't need to be out doing other shit.
Go be normal. Go trick or treat. Go get your free burrito at Chipotle.
People just go crazy on Halloween. Like, I mean, that was, I will never forget. Okay, fine. I'll tell a crazy story from my high school time. It was first year I had ever like been drinking with my friends and we didn't drink very much, but like this was probably like our second or third time drinking. And so every time we did it, it was like very much like planned. And so that's what I'm saying. Like Halloween is a time when like kids are like, okay, Halloween's a big night. We're going to plan to like drink or do something crazy. Like, so let them, but we were trick-or-treating. We were going to a party afterwards. We had water bottles of vodka in our trick-or-treating bags. And literally we're going trick-or-treating and like at every house we're like taking a sip, like, it's the worst thing. We got dropped off like by the guy's house. And then we trick-or-treated in that area. And then we went to the Halloween party. And that is the party where some guy, an ambulance had to be called. He had to be taken out on an ambulance. It was like a crazy party. And then they were like the people that like helped him. His parents took him and all of them out to Benihana that week to like say thank you. I was like, I would have been locked in a dungeon and no one would have heard from me for years. If that had been me, we would not have been getting hibachi. Let me tell you that much. We would not have been getting hibachi. And then he hosted the New Year's Eve party, which I thought was crazy, but his parents were like, oh, well, like, we'd rather it be at our house. Like, he's not going to, like, get to go to another party, but we'll do it here. So we had an insane New Year's Eve party at his house, and I went and I called mom to pick me up. I was like, gummy bear.
What was that crazy?
Well, I was really mad because a boy that I liked was there, and we were, like, beefing. So he was trying to talk to me there, and he was like, Caroline, like, we got to watch Despicable Me. And I was like, go fuck yourself, gummy bear. And then I got in the car with mom, and I said, gummy bear, I'm out. And I was out of there.
And what's last?
Okay, you are so annoying how much you hate talking to me. We have a podcast. Phoebe's like, stop talking. You're telling entertaining stories and the people are on the edges of their seats. But stop talking right now. Okay. The last thing on my nightmare blunt rotation, I forgot to write it down. So now I'm kind of forgetting. So I have to think for a second. And you have to fucking be okay with that. And you have to deal with that. And I'm stalling. Can you like talk for 2 seconds while I think?
Guys, I'm officially a Tennessee resident. Can you even freaking believe it?
Hate that.
Officially a Tennessee resident.
Tennessee residents. Next up on my nightmare blunt rotation. Tennessee residents. You guys are annoying. It's like anytime you hear about a live show happening somewhere in the States, you're like, why not Nashville? And it's like, okay, we get it. You live in Tennessee. We get it. You're a resident of Tennessee. Chill. Okay, you went to the DMV for 6 hours today. We get it. You wear a cowboy hat. Every day.
Guys, I truly had such a bureaucratic day. This morning, I went to the public library so that I could print something out.
Jesus.
Another form of proof of where I live.
Jesus.
Because I knew, and I watched a girl who had been waiting for like 2 hours. I watched her make the same mistake. I watched her make the mistake that I knew I was,
you would make.
I could have made. So this is why I went and printed my bill out, my paycheck, so that I could, it was my second proof of my address.
They make it so hard. Like, I know that identity theft matters, but like, come on.
It is like, it's a little
can't
much.
Can't you use my face guys. ID? Come on. How about my fingerprint ID? Come on.
It's just like a little much, I feel. Yes. But she goes up and she's like, and I just like, I've been waiting here for like 2 hours and I just like thought like, maybe I wanted to check before I wait any longer. God. But like, can I use my phone to show you my lease? Girl, how did you not think of like how you, because like, here's what happened to me is like, I was like, in my head, I was like, I'll just use my lease. And then as I got closer to the day that I like took off so I could go to the DMV for 6 hours, I was like, because the next time I can get an appointment is January. That's right. I was picturing in my head, me in the Bridgeville DMV showing the grumpiest person on earth my phone, my lease on my phone, and asking them to accept this as proof
and
of
they spit in your address face and stab on and your
they
foot.
Slap you and then and then you're in a dungeon for years for and no one's ever heard
years.
From you.
And so Phoebe was like, well, I finally made it out, I can't do that again, so I'm gonna remember my shit this time. No, yeah, it's fucking
yeah
rank.
So I went to the public library and then I went to the DMV. wow, am I getting my taxpayer dollars worth?
Well, I sounds like you might be. I wanted to say something about that though. Fuck. Have you ever seen the DMV episode of Broad City?
I'm not sure, but I'll have to watch it.
You should watch it tonight because it'll, with your day you've had, it'll make you laugh a lot, and it's only like 25 minutes. Broad City's like having a moment right now, which I'm fucking loving. But
I know they really are.
Yeah, but
and it's not even like that funny of a. Of a moment. And like, I mean,
oh,
I just
I
think
thought
that
you were saying
so
the
funny.
Show is not that. I thought you were gonna say it's not even that funny of a show. I was like,
speaking of Broad City vibes, I would say this is like a Broad City Abbott Elementary crossover, but English teacher with Brian Jordan Alvarez is exceptional television.
Okay,
it's
good
so
to know.
Funny. It's great. It's about like a high school English teacher.
So is Love is Blind, of course.
I haven't watched. You sent me that text and I was like, did we talk? But
no, I just like, I do this every season. Every season I'm like, because the truth is, guys, I don't even really like this show or care about it.
I can't believe there's already another season.
If I
want to
be,
I feel like it just ended.
I know. If I want to be a human being in America and society, then I better be watching it. I better be prepared to talk about it in every conversation I have. Because everyone is obsessed with the show.
Are you familiar with the new? It's on my on my Twitter feed. All of a sudden, this Erin girl on TikTok who's giving mom talk vibes, but apparently she's like a scammer. And it's like suddenly all that's on my feed, but I've never heard from her. I've never heard of her.
Wow.
But everybody's like, oh my God, I can't. It's like giving like if it was someone from the Mormon.
Oh.
Mom talk, but I don't think she is. That's why I'm like, I'm never, every day a new person's invented out of thin air.
And no, that is true.
And people are like, you have to care.
That's
and
just
that's
true.
Like what Love is Blind is.
And they're like, you don't know who this is. Yeah. Love is Blind, I think, is annoying because, well, I just do. I just don't really like it. And like everyone on that show, I feel like is like just low-key awkward. And then
I did see, this could be fun for you and Anthony, or like,
okay, we're married,
Kelly,
we're not
and Anthony.
Going on Love is Blind. Okay, a throuple show. That is so weird, Phoebe.
No, people were watching the show blind and taking notes.
Oh, wait, that is kind
as
of
they
a
were
cool
watching
idea.
It.
I wish that, because one thing I don't like about it is that you get like extended storylines of certain people and certain episodes. So like, you know, I'm on like episode 4 or whatever and somebody's already engaged and I won't see them again until they all go.
Yeah,
like
I never really understood.
So that is one thing.
Why they do it,
yeah,
that way.
That's one thing with like closing your eyes. Well, I feel like at a certain point you get to a place with someone where it's like it doesn't make sense anymore for you to keep dating. So it's like, yeah, that's just what you do. But I do feel like if I was closing my eyes doing it, it'd be like way too much of some people. But I don't know. They're so awkward and they see each other. It makes me want to crawl out of my skin. I think it's kind of boring until we get in the real world. Then I think it's kind of entertaining. Did I tell you that I saw Shane from Love is Blind in Chicago when I was there walking down the street?
I don't even know who that is.
He was like low key a little bit like cuckoo. And
aren't they
did you
all
ever watch it?
I watched the first season
okay,
religiously.
Then never mind. You won't. know who this is, but anywho.
And I watched a little bit of the last season with the girls that you look like Megan Fox. And here's the thing, guys. I'm a Megan Fox lookalike defender because she does look like her.
Okay, this is the episode of me misunderstanding Phoebe because I thought you were going to say, I'm a Megan Fox lookalike. And I and I was like, okay, you sometimes get embarrassed to say that because you're so much prettier than her. And you don't want people to be like, wait, yeah, you do kind of look like her because it like diminishes you. So I didn't know if you were going to announce that on the pod. But Phoebe does get that all the time. And she's like, stop.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it.
No,
but
she's like, because Megan Fox is like a Pittsburgh four.
She's like a Pittsburgh four.
And I'm
four.
Like an LA 10.
Exactly. So it's like, you can't, it's comparing apples to freaking giraffes. There's no, nothing there. But yeah, no, you're right. She does look like Megan Fox. And I think people were so fucking mean to this girl. Now here's the thing here, Chelsea, I say this with love, love and light. Why the hell did you say that? Would never say that on TV, on television.
It's like with both sides of the coin, like, I can understand.
Right.
Because like,
you're both right. You're both completely right.
In his head.
And wrong.
In his head now, he is picturing Megan Fox.
It's the...
And you like...
You should be downplaying how attractive you are in the pods, okay?
Yes.
If you were on Love is Blind, yes, you should be like, I'm homely. Number one thing you need to know about me, I'm homely. And I smell. And then go from there, okay? Because if you go in and you're like, what do I look like? Have you ever seen a supermodel before? Okay, kind of like that, honestly. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, if you do that, then they're going to think you're going to walk out in a Victoria's Secret fashion show getup, okay? All right, well, that's that. Guys, thanks so much for listening. If you haven't already, you gotta go enter our giveaway. It's popping off. You have a little bit over a week to go. Still enter. Every tag is an additional entry, so go do it. It's on our Instagram at The Pretty Little Podcast. The O in podcast is a zero. Go follow us on TikTok at The Pretty Little Podcast. It's all letters, no numbers. And please, 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 if you have 2 seconds right now, please leave us a review. It makes such a big difference for us. Really means a lot. And oh, by the way, 5 stars. I didn't mean less than that. So that would be great if you could do that. And Thursday, our penultimate episode of season 5 is coming out. We are going to have our season finale on Halloween, which is very exciting. That is also when the winner of the giveaway will be announced on social media. So make sure you are following us for that. And we have a Patreon pilot episode coming to you on Friday. And as of right now, it's a surprise. All right. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
And I'm walking. Yeah.